Now to the promising vaccine-style treatment for rheumatoid arthritis that's been developed by a team of researchers at the University of Queensland. The treatment is in its first human trials phase, and the scientists say it targets the underlying cause of the disease rather than the symptoms. Rheumatoid arthritis causes nearly 500,000 Australians daily pain and the prospect of a shorter lifespan, as Leonie Mellor reports.
Erin Stafford is not yet 30, but some days she feels like 80.
Some days it's different to others. Some days it's a little bit better. Other days I can't stand it. Everything hurts. Even just moving my hand by itself even hurts.
The Brisbane psychology student was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis when she was just 18.
I'm currently on 4 medications. Over the past few years I've chopped and changed and been quite a few different types. Currently I'm on one that is a needle and the rest are tablets. It can cause a bit of nausea, which is a bit debilitating. It's hard to go to work the next day in that sort of circumstance.
She's one of 450,000 Australians who suffer from rheumatoid arthritis, which is caused when the immune system attacks healthy tissues, causing swelling and pain. Now, researchers at the University of Queensland at Diamantina Institute have discovered a new way of treating the disease using a vaccine-style method. It works by teaching the patient's immune system to ignore a peptide it incorrectly sees as foreign or the enemy. Professor Rangini Thomas is the lead researcher.
So it's rather re-educating the immune system so that instead of responding to that enemy, to actually stop responding or to make a counter-regulatory peacemaking effort against the enemy so that things will quieten down.
In the first phase human trials, researchers took a sample of patients' blood, added an anti-inflammatory and the peptide, then re-injected the sample back into the patient. Professor Thomas says inflammation was noticeably reduced. Those results are today published in the journal Science Translational Medicine. Professor Rangini Thomas.
It's significant because it really is a new way of thinking about how to treat diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, and it will have applications for other diseases as well, which are similar, like type 1 diabetes, MS.
She says they're now looking further ahead, planning a new human trial to start next year using a ready-made vaccine which will be more practical and cost-effective.
So this involves a nanoparticle, small particle, that encapsulates the peptide we talked about and an anti-inflammatory drug in order to target the cells that we had taken out in the trial. But in this case, we'd target them in the body directly. So it would be an injected product that targets those cells in the patient.
She says if everything goes well, a viable vaccine could be available within 10 years.
It would be fantastic in the future if we could have a therapy that would be very effective very early in the disease. And potentially even be used before the disease is going to hit in people that we can detect prior to the onset with good screening tools.
Erin Stafford says she can now look forward to one day living without pain.
That's amazing to hear that, just to know that someone's still out there working on something and that we haven't really been forgotten.
That's arthritis sufferer Erin Stafford, ending that report from Leonie Mellor.